The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Protesters in Philadelphia say a citywide curfew won't keep them quiet after the shooting death of
Guy calls every day.
Yeah, right. After the shooting death of Walter Wallace Jr., two police officers shot and killed the 27-year-old black man after he...
Is that Corey on line one, Billy?
Is he? Is he there?
He's always here.
Oh, okay.
Calls Billy every morning.
I know. He's just trying to come in.
Quit it, Corey.
Yeah.
Trying too hard.
Yeah. Governor,
you know, he was on Fox this morning.
Was he really?
I guess it was on Fox. Cory Gardner.
Cory Gardner was.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, no, he's running for office.
Said he was going to win. He put the demo up there.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's...
Tell him, Billy, I don't want to bother with him this morning.
No, okay. All right. I mean, you would think that this would be an important venue for him.
No.
No, I guess not. On Wall Street, S&P futures are up 0.67%, Dow futures up 0.51%, and NASDAQ futures up 0.98%. Are you sure that...
He was on Fox.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that's real news.
He bugs me. Quit it. The last 5 or 6 months on this radio show and the last 2 weeks on this radio show, maybe 3 weeks, have really become intense. And the amount of things that are said to the management of the radio station and sent as emails to other hosts. Remember, they always call them hosts. About my positions. And last night, I was going through some things, and I wrote this down for myself. Why aren't you mad? You, all of you, you collective emailers and text messengers and off-air phone callers and boss callers. Why aren't you as mad as I am at the Republican Party? I don't get this. Why aren't you as angry as I am at the state of Colorado's Republican Party? I'm stumped. Why aren't you as mad at Cory Gardner as I am for a rotten campaign that's going to allow the man I wrote and called the Lizard King in a column, John Hickenlooper? Why aren't you as mad as I am? What's wrong with you people? For real. I mean, what's wrong with you people? I read all these electoral math pictures. I read these maps. They call the race to 270, the road to 270. Whoever hits 270, of course, Electoral College, it's jackpot. The game's over. What's wrong with you people? Why aren't you mad? I mean, I realize that you could be angry, I guess, and I was trying to work this out. Billy and I were trying to work it out. It's like there are lay-down Bronco talk show hosts who I find, you know. And then there is the guys like Joe Williams back in the day, you know, and Woody Page back in the day that would really take the team on. And I worked on jobs with those guys, and I remember the same thing was happening. People would call up and they'd be so mad at Joe for talking about the Broncos or Woody, another great example. Sandy Clough was a great example, is a great example.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand it at the time until I got into the My Broncos stuff that we have fun with. This is my team. No, it's not. It's not your team. And so now, because I do watch the Broncos with my grandson, the Denver Broncos are an awful football team. You know, they're not the worst, but they're horrible.
Yeah.
And whose fault is it? Well, it's Elway's fault. It's Fangio's fault. It's the Bolin family's fault. It's Joe Ellis's fault. It's, you know, it's the players. It's the draft. And I'm not smart enough. I shouldn't talk about X's and O's because I don't know anything about football, but I know that the Broncos aren't any good. And they're the after-the-game talk show on KOA has these two young guys, and they're cheerleaders. Okay, fine. You know, that's that's what KOA hires them to be.
Yeah.
But I don't understand this visceral reaction at this stupid-ass radio show that you and I and Billy do every morning that simply speaks the truth.
Mm. Yeah.
The Denver, the city of Denver, the state of Colorado, the media, everything surrounding it. Now, I want to get Randy on the radio show this morning. Randy Corcoran did a really, really, really good piece on Denver's media. And it's the arrogance of the Democratic media machine. Stefan has a piece this morning that's really worth talking about, how Beth McCann is not going to do anything about Tay Anderson and assaulting police officers. And those are my colleagues. Randy and I fight like cats and dogs. Randy is, and I love him in my heart, and I want him on the show this morning. I don't understand this mindset and this idea that this party that continues to flounder and run the most absurd creatures as candidates or run the absolute worst campaign I've seen until I witnessed the campaign of Walker Stapleton, until I witnessed Bob O'Prey's campaign. I mean, and so we're trying to get George Stephanopoulos on the show this morning. I talked to George yesterday. Anthosinopoulos. What am I doing? And George and I talked. And he said, yeah, Peter, you're absolutely right. And, of course, George is the redheaded stepson, too. They hate George.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, these people quit talking to me. And I said, yeah, well, they talked to me. But here's a legitimate question for you. Why aren't you mad? Why aren't you mad? 303-696-1971. Why aren't you mad at this idiot Republican Party? I mean, what they have been allowed to do in the last 18 to 20 years, to literally hand this state over. And then Tom Tancredo was on a radio show with us, and he said, you know, they just can't win. Dr. June Depp's on a radio show saying, well, they don't want to fight. Well, then how do you defend these people? Why would I cheerlead Cory Gardner? Why would I cheerlead Walker Stapleton? Why would you cheerlead any of these people, Mike Kaufman, the Beaupres? Why would you cheerlead these people knowing damn well that they're not going to win? Or better yet, their efforts are so sad, or they don't run the kinds of ads that you know are capable of pushing a guy like Cory Gardner across the line. Now, they've lost this state. And do not kid yourself. I know that you're all out there, and I watched Cory Gardner on Fox News this morning saying how he was going to win and these polls are all wrong. Uh-huh. I said, God, Cory, why? You could call a radio show. You'd be like the rest of them.
Yeah.
You know, we're really going to win because the polls are, mm-hmm. these polls are wrong and these polls are liars. And mm-hmm. So I guess please, you know, help me out here. 303-696-1971. Why aren't you as mad as hell at the state of Colorado's Republican Party, the candidates they put up, the commercials that they run, the weak sisters that they put out there as stalking horses to get their throats cut? And I'm just stumped at this. I legitimately...
You'll love this story from Channel 4.
Oh, this story from Channel 4?
Yes, you'll love that one.
Oh, from this just then from Channel 4.
Yes.
You know what? I'll tell you what. You know what, Billy? This is probably true. Headline: Colorado could see biggest blue wave in 83 years.
Oh.
Swear to God.
Mm.
The election could give Democrats more control in Colorado than they've had in decades. For more than a century, Colorado has been a purple state. That's not true. It's been a red state. Sometimes giving Democrats more control, sometimes Republicans. And they go back to the year of 1937, which is okay. It's fine. But it's at this point, it's meaningless. And this is their prediction. I'm blind reading this. It's Dick Wadhams. Yeah. Dick Wadhams, political consultant. Dick says the state has been trending. Wadhams predicts Democrats will rule. All of Mike Dino's in this. I know Mike Dino. That if Democrats, they're going to run this state. Sure they are. And whose fault will that be when that happens?
Could it?
Our show. Our show. our show. You want me to cheerlead these people? Okay, fine, I will. That Cory Gardner, he's going to win by, I give him 10 points.
And therefore it'll be done.
And then Donald Trump's going to carry Colorado's electoral votes.
And therefore it'll be done because you're saying it.
I'm saying it because thus that is spoken, thus it is law.
Right.
Remember that from
yes.
Ten Commandments.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with you? Seriously, as my father would say, what's wrong with you? And the amount of email, the unsigned attacks, calling the boss, and how I dared rough up some of their, you know, their stalwarts. So what? BFD. Somebody better? And I'm looking at the, by the way, you know, my theory, and it's not mine, it's just a theory I've read. And here it is. Joe Biden's got an edge now in Georgia. I think Donald Trump has the puncher's chance. That electoral map that we can all read, and this it's the race to 270, the road to 270. And there are people that believe that Joe Biden already has 259 wrapped up votes. That's not true. That's close. I wonder. All right, let's get this show on the road. Whoops, excuse me. Not that one. Let's try this one. Hey, Tim, you're on a radio show. It's Thursday. Good morning.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, man.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it is we're just so apathetic here,
no.
At least here in the state.
Nope, I don't believe that. I believe poor candidates.
That's it, exactly. But also, I know damn well we get a Republican governor, a Republican Congress, and a Republican Senate in the state. They're not going to change a damn thing. I mean, Democrats, you got to respect them. They fight for what they believe in. They fight for power. Republicans, they fight for, the Chamber of Commerce. Chamber of Commerce. That's about it. Lower taxes.
Wait, I mean,
that's it. That's the only thing they got.
What? Are the Republican Party, the Republican Party of Colorado. I mean,
Colorado.
Why? You know, you can be as mad as hell. I mean, look, the United States Republican Party that doesn't like Donald Trump. But
yeah, exactly.
Trump's my guy. It isn't a question of we want. We need Donald Trump to win. We're in such trouble. If this guy Biden and the real president, President Harris, get in there.
Yeah.
But aren't you mad? Aren't you mad at the Colorado Republican Party?
Oh, it's disgusting. It's there was this one movie a couple years back in the 90s called Enemy of the Gate.
Yep.
And talked about this the sniper, the Russian sniper.
Yeah.
And when the Nazis were invading Russia. Yeah, and people were talking and the officers were saying, "How can we stop the people from retreating?" And the standard issue was keep shooting them down. And finally, one guy said, "We got to give them something to believe in."
Yeah.
And that's what the Republican Party used to do.
There's that book was called "The War of the Rats," and the German term was "rotten." I can't speak German, but "rotten Kriegs rots" or "rotten Kriegs," meaning they're the rats. They were the rats,
right?
And that's a true story. That guy was a real guy.
Exactly.
And they made the film. They called it "Enemy at the Gates," but it's.
Yeah,
it's the war of the rats, and when the one guy who's just political commissar says, you know, when it's Khrushchev, and Khrushchev does defend, you know, Joe Stalin sends Khrushchev to defend Stalingrad. I mean, he really legitimately does that, and he said, you know, give him. But you telling me how Cory Gardner, Walker Stapleton, Beau Pre, and these people really bring out your sense of, gee, something to believe in.
No, of course not. No. The only one that's kind of a...
Trump.
I see that's a bright star is the girl in Rifle.
Bobert. And they're going to do everything they can. And when she went up to, and I spoke with some people, when she went up to Rushmore, then the GOP took her over. And she, let's see what happens, because I like her immensely, but she's now in the fold. But... That's what Donald Trump has. Donald Trump is that guy that gives you a reason to believe.
Exactly. Exactly.
When I see Trump and I see all the, and he's, you know, I am worse than anyone when it comes to having, you know, immense problems and all these things. And he certainly does. But when he's standing there and saying the things that he says, that's a reason to believe. You go, yeah, man, go get him.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Somebody that will fight for us.
But could you really rally to Walker Stapleton?
No. I mean, I voted for him, but that's it. But I voted for Corey, but I'm not going to put a sign out or anything like that.
No, I voted for Cory Gardner only because, yeah. I mean, do you have any idea what's going to happen when Hickenlooper walks in the door? Any idea? I mean, I was trying to do a commercial last night, like a checklist, and play a game on the air. Who wants to answer these questions? You know, and like, who's best buddy? Who's best buddy's son murdered the head of corrections? And John Hickenlooper. Who owned a restaurant where an illegal immigrant murdered a Denver police officer named Donnie Young? And John Hickenlooper. You know, the answer every time. Who went to? You go down.
Or who wanted to shut down a bakery just because they didn't like those politics?
John Hickenlooper.
Exactly.
Who ruined these people's lives? Who took a really decent man who just wanted to, you know, and ruined? John Hickenlooper. You know, like who went off to Turin and met with a secret society and came back and announced he was running for president? You get down a list of these things and say, who said Denver's road home and created all the homeless issues? John Hickenlooper.
Yeah.
And
you could do those things without even mentioning Corey's name. They could have done those commercials they could have done a better job.
I listen, I'm a big Rod Stewart fan. Rod Stewart had it, if I listen long enough to you. And I tell you, you can't believe what's gone on off air about this morning show since, it really intensified about a month ago.
Oh, really?
And they want me off the air and that I'm a traitor and that I voted for Hillary Clinton. And I give you a list of things. None of those things are true. But I thought to myself, and it dawned on me last night, I was talking to a friend, and I said, why aren't you mad? Why aren't you mad?
The place I used to work at, they were saying, why are you guys so angry and stuff like that? And I spoke up. I said, if we're angry, it means we still care.
Exactly.
If we stop getting angry, that means we stop caring, and that's when this company goes under.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
I agree with you.
Went under and bankrupt. And I mean, maybe the American Constitutional Party will be the third.
Yeah.
It'd be great if that could be the third party or the second party, really.
Yeah, who will destroy fracking? John Hickenlooper. Who will come
John
in? Who will take away your handguns? It's a gift.
Who's going to pack the court? Who's going to go with Pelosi?
That would be. I'll take John Hickenlooper for 6 points, Bill. Come on.
That's tricky.
So this is the theme we have often on guests this morning. Why aren't you mad? Why aren't you mad at the Republican Party? Don't listen to these people. Don't listen to these people because they're lying to you.
The Republican Party needs to wake up and
go away.
I mean, Caldera says, we have to get the middle. You're losing your base.
Yeah.
You're losing your base.
The
middle isn't going to go for you until they're going to fight for you. But right now you're losing your base, and the middle doesn't trust you. They're not going to vote, or they're going to vote Democrat,
whatever they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, it is last election. If the people that voted for Larry Johnson had voted for Trump, maybe Trump would have carried it, but it still would have been slim.
It will be Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump did better. In Colorado, he did better than Mitt Romney. He did better than John McCain.
Right.
I think he'll do well, but he's not going to take.
A lot of people voted for the Libertarian candidate.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm thinking that might have carried him over. That's a big. That's like my aunt Edna's. It's a big butt.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Okay.
All right, Bubba. All right, folks. We're underway. Emails are flying. Actually, we took a lot of heat, man. I mean, it doesn't bother me a bit.
Well,
we're supposed to take heat, but
you love it.
Yeah, I mean, but I thought to myself, that dawned on me last night. Why aren't you people mad?
Yeah.
You know, why am I? You know, why am I the only one sitting here? These people suck. You know, you're going, you're awful for saying that. No, man. I mean, like Sandy Claflin, he's on. I've been Sandy, sir. I love Sandy getting those geek, you know, those beefs with those guys.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of professional sports, the lowest World Series ratings in history since televising the World Series. And football continues to dwindle. So those are all indicators for Donald Trump.
So you got baseball, you've got the NFL or the NBA.
NBA was 68%.
Horrible.
Yeah, good.
Horrible.
Break my heart.
Yeah.
That's the stuff. Why? Because people are mad at them so they don't watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you? How can you not be mad at the Colorado Republican Party? How can you not be mad? Let's see if we get Randy in here, Stefan in here, Eric Rush is here, Greg Moore, the former publisher of The Post, Joy Overbeck is back. All of our Republican friends. 58 will be the high today. Hang on, Buckaroos. 303-696-1971.
Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everyone, on a Thursday. Really nice looking day coming our way. Lines are jammed. 58 to high, 61 tomorrow. Do a Halloween show tomorrow. Here's a headline. Colorado could see biggest blue wave in 83 years. Why aren't you mad? I mean, I had that light go on for me last night. Why in the five times aren't you as mad as I am at the Republican Party? I also thought last night, you know, did anybody remember Cory Gardner coming in and speaking about the murder of Tex Keltner? Cory and coming in and saying, you know, that'll be enough of that rioting downtown, attacking the state house, burning down furniture stores, kicking in windows. Did I hear Cory? No. Did Cory mention anything about the Patriots muster and the murder of Tex Keltner? I'll ask that of Randy Corcoran. I'll ask that of Stephen Tubbs. Did anybody see Randy, Corey, anybody, or excuse me, Stephen, when they're coming on the show this morning? A guy got shot and killed by whoever the hell this guy's going to turn out to be. Did anyone see a statement from Cory Gardner about that man's murder? Because I didn't see it. Right now, home affordability may be a lot better than most people believe. That's because low mortgage rates provide shoppers with more buying power. Spend less on interest, afford more on your home. This is the best. I talk about my experience, American Financing. They did the refi. They did it great. They're there for you. No upfront fees, no pressure, a simple conversation around ways to get into a home of your own for less. It includes a custom home loan rate, access to down payment assistance. They're really just good guys. And so, having you now had enough, 303-695-7000. Call them up. All right, Boyle's told me to call you to save some money. It's easier than you think, and I did it, so you know if I can do it. It's worth a call. American Financing. Learn more. American Financing, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. With Jam Line, Steve's on too. You're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man.
Nothing was more indicative of Gardner and the Republican Party than seeing one of his ads where he's totally oblivious and walking through the forest at the end of this ad with his family and talking about how he's fought to save, you know, our environment. And then the very next ad that came on was a promo for the worst wildfires in Colorado history, showing the forest burning down to the ground. And it really was, it was just a moment of, that's exactly what's happened with his campaign, with other Republican campaigns, and with the Republican Party in Colorado. It's pretty clear since he has already signed a contract with Brownstein to do lobbying work that'll pay him probably 10 to 50 times what he's making now as a senator,
care. Come back. Why? I mean, obviously, you sarcastically share my opinion, but why aren't you as mad? I mean, it dawned on me last night. I was having a conversation. Well, I won't say with whom, but and you know, the heat. And I'm good for the heat. I mean, I love the heat. You know, that's what we do. You generate heat on the radio show. But the anger I mean, the visceral reactions to the radio show in those last 3 weeks have been just amazing. And I thought to myself, why aren't you mad? And I said it to my friend who was trying to talk about the radio show. And I said, why aren't you mad at the Republican Party? Because the focus of the radio show is the Republican Party, and the focus back the other way is, how dare you? And I'm thinking, why aren't you mad?
Yeah, and I would respond to that by saying, what Republican Party?
Well,
they
know,
have been essentially absent, and I think the anger is festering with many. And unfortunately, with the dynamics that are setting up, I think the violence that we saw and have seen in downtown Denver, when you have Republicans who are mum about state capitol being desecrated and statues being torn down and the graffiti
stop, if I could. Did Cory Gardner say anything about that?
I haven't heard a word.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And,
when Tex Keltner gets...
That just shows how ignorant or,
no,
or
no, no, no.
Out of the loop he is with the real problems that are going on in our home state.
Where are the money handlers? Tex Keltner gets shot right between the eyes at the Patriots muster. Not a word from Cory Gardner.
Not a word. Not a word from practically anybody in the Republican Party in Colorado or response.
Like none.
And none.
I mean, and this
that is what is happening time and time and time again. There was a treasure trove of things that could have been used to fight against Hickenlooper ever becoming senator. There was hardly anything that downed his presidential hopes, and yet not a word.
No,
not
you
a
know,
word.
When I keep beating the drum of going on that bizarre mission to the Bilderberg and then coming back and announcing that he's running for president, and I've had the intellectual Republicans say, you know, that's just too complex. Too complex for who?
Yep.
You know, too complex for whom?
Hickenlooper's association with individuals who are connected to murders in this state, the corruption, to you name it.
Donnie Young.
And not a stinking word
Tom Clements.
In any ad or what? Brought up for any newscast.
Why?
And allowing individuals of the press who have a clear leftist bias to be the quote-unquote moderators of debates, it is absolutely ludicrous that there's zero fight in the Republican Party. Those on the left and the Democrats in this state, they're willing to fight dirty, and Republicans aren't.
Well, politics is what? I mean, why didn't Cory say across the aisle past Kyle Clark? So when Tom Clements was murdered, why did you get extra bodyguards?
Mm-hmm.
What's your relationship with the father of the murderer, because he murdered two people?
Not a word.
And he murdered Nathan E. Bell, and he murdered Tom Clements. Why couldn't you ask that question? Or I still love the one, who asked you to go to Turin? Who asked you to go to the Bilderberg? Now, the only thing they would do in that stupid ad was show Cory Gardner
washing a car.
Yeah, washing a car. Now, what genius came up with that ad? And then they say, you know, it was he rode in a Maserati limo. I said, I don't think limo.
No context.
And we're sitting in the bar with a beer in his hand with a television screen with Hickenlooper on the screen. Huh?
Whoever he paid for the ad campaign should give the money back. Let's put it that way.
But it isn't the point. But why aren't these people who, I mean, I'll fade to heat. I got big shoulders. We've taken a lot of heat. I've taken tons of heat in this business. It's okay. But why are you mad at me? I mean, I understand when we took on George Bush, you all got mad. And when we took on Patsy Ramsey, you all got mad. And we did these things, and we took on Players and Sugars, you all got mad. I went down a list of things. I said, but this is a grasp of the obvious. You're not mad at the Republican Party. You're not mad at Cory Gardner, but you're mad at me.
Well, look at what happened when individuals tried to talk in Republican circles about Cory Gardner not going to that final debate. Mm-hmm. And there were, what, two of them out of the whole group?
My understanding.
And they were ostracized.
My understanding, Chuck Bonnewell and Randy stood up and said that he should not go to that debate, and they got voted down. Now,
yep.
And I was told, don't tell that story because that's really inside. Bite me. Forget inside. That was what you guys did. Two people stood up. One, to his credit, was Randy. The other one, to his credit, was Chuck Bonnewell. And they said, Boyles is right. We should pull out of this debate and really make it a national story. And, you know, I said Rosen should do the debate. I mean, let Rosen have it. Let Dominic Nannuzzi have it. But no, they said, no, we think Corey should go. Mm-hmm. And Hickenlooper made a fool out of Corey in that debate. And the very end.
It's the same thing that's happened with Walker Stapleton,
sure,
with Dan Mays,
sure,
on and on in this state.
So be mad at me. That's cool. I mean, I accept your anger. I'm cool with it. You know, we can fade the heat. When Ric Flair said, man, you got to build the heat. All right, we're on the line. 303-696-1971. Congratulate Urban Lights, their 40th year in the lighting business. These guys are truly the best. They celebrate all of this. The anniversary sale, Saturday and Sunday. Save 40% off all lighting, up to 70% off of clearance items. You're going to find incredible deals this weekend. 20,000 square feet of gorgeous lighting. Check it out. The place is an art gallery. Take advantage of the experts who will help you plan the perfect design for your home. Unique shopping experience like getting complimentary design services. And they got the fans, the 150 different, I say overhead fans or ceiling, they're called ceiling fans, Peter. Brand name ceiling fans, Mika Air and Kichler, and they're unbelievable deals. The fall savings, indoor lighting, outdoor lighting, check them out on urbanlightsdenver.com. Unbelievable price guarantees. Take it from me, they are the best. You can find them just south of I-25 in Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi. The local experts and bring genuine value to any space. They're Urban Lights. Here's a headline. Colorado could see biggest blue wave in 83 years. Wonder whose fault that is. Peter, that's your fault. Thursday morning, 710 KNUS.
Listen live at radio.com. The Peter Boyle Show.
Thursday morning, October 29th. We're going to do a Halloween show tomorrow, but boy, we could stack it in with some other stuff as well. 58 to high today on a Thursday, 61. Stefan coming up. We got a good lineup this morning. Back to the phones. We go to Mike on line three. Mike, you waited. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
Hey.
As an independent, you know, I'm not angry or upset at either party, but I do realize that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party put up bad candidates, quote unquote, for the middle class. We live in a constitutional republic where our senators, the president, and so forth are supposed to represent the needs and wants and desires of the citizens of America. And instead, we live in a republic where these people represent the interests and desires of the rich and powerful.
I love what you're saying in a philosophical, but it's like you called the sports talk show and say, I hate the Raiders. And I'm going, no, the Raiders are a better team. You know, the Republican Party's job, as the Broncos' job, is to field the very best team they can. And they obviously have not. And now you're calling the radio show and saying, well, but I also hate the Raiders. And I'm going, no, the Raiders have a better team right now. I mean,
I disagree.
Yeah,
is the best candidate the Democrats have put up there
but
is a globalist?
But they're winning.
They're winning because he's a globalist.
I understand all that. You're listening.
The Bilderberg Group is doing their job.
You're listening.
They don't care who, if Republican. Donald Trump put it best. He goes, I give money to the Democrats, I give it to the Republicans, and they do what I want them to do.
My friend, I totally agree with everything you just said, but their game plan's winning. Their team is winning.
Well, totally, because the globalists are winning.
I understand
that. It's not
that.
Because the Democratic Party is.
It's because Al Davis is smarter. I don't know. Or the other team's bad. It doesn't matter. If you're going to look, you're a smart man. I love this call. But the Republican Party is responsible for itself, not for what the Democrats do or not do. Would you not agree?
I agree with you. You're right. The Democratic Party is responsible, and they put up bad candidates for the middle class.
Well, again,
the Republican Party puts up bad candidates for the middle class.
But that's through your glasses. And I agree
my glasses.
I see through your glasses as well. I see what you see. But
the issue is Citizens United.
I understand.
As long as we have unlimited contributions to the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, we're going to put up globalists.
Same rules.
Go ahead.
Same rules. Where?
Right. And we have to get rid of citizens.
I'd like to see public finance of elections. I'd like to see term limits.
Absolutely.
I'd like to see those things.
Hear, hear.
But I'd also like another 35, 40 years of my life, and neither one of them are going to happen. I'm coming back full circle. The anger that's been expressed, and it dawned on me last night, if the Republican Party was, I'm looking for the right words, if the Republican Party was a decent party that fought hard, that put up good men and women for the offices, you and I would not be having this conversation.
Agreed.
And you can't, you know, can you blame the other team for beating you?
Well, no, but they're not beating me. Again,
come on.
In my humble opinion,
you
Peter.
You and Dan.
Whatever side wins, yeah. The globalists win. I mean, put it this
That's
way.
Why.
It's almost like Cheney is. Cheney's. I mean, I think he's part of the Bilderberg Group. I think Cheney is the and people like Cheney.
I don't know who they are. I don't.
Us.
Yeah, but you're saying that right. As an assumption that people like Cheney. And you know what? The frightening
people
thing
like
is
Cheney.
They probably do. That's right. They probably do.
And they put up puppets, and these puppets are globalist. I mean, we all know Hickenlooper's a globalist. We know
Hickenlooper's not that. Listen,
Biden's
to me.
A globalist. I mean. We these corporations and the rich and powerful want to continue to increase profits
sure.
And continue
that's why they hate Trump.
Exploiting the third world.
That's
and
why,
they hate Trump.
That's why they hate
you're
Trump.
You're agreed.
Well, they hate Trump.
But until we get rid of Citizens United, we cannot fix this. Until we end up like Rome.
Until
when the barbarians are knocking on the gate and the citizens of Rome open the gates and say, go kill our Congress.
Well, as you know, if you read Gibbon, you know that Rome was already destroyed before they showed up. And it felt all empires fail. All empires fail for the same reasons. This country is the next in line. And by the time the sack of Rome takes place, the game's been over for quite a while.
In America, the game is coming to an end.
It could, listen,
we have to fix it.
I told you, I read that Catholic piece where that guy said, the bishop that said, I will die in my bed, my successor will die in jail, and his successor will die bloody in the streets.
Okay.
Very good call, man. I enjoyed
right,
it. Thanks, man.
I need to go. Thank
all right,
you.
Open lines continue. Stefan's on the show. Eric Rusher's on the show. Greg Moore's on the show. Joy Overbeck comes back. Why aren't you mad? If you take all this anger, and I, you know, do with that as you may. Bill and I can fade the heat. But why aren't you mad at the real reason your anger should be there? That's the Republican Party, the state of Colorado, and the ridiculous candidates that they run. You get angry at them, maybe things will change. Going to be 58 for high today. Tomorrow's Halloween show. Stay here.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710 KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710knus.com and click on Email the Show.
A few trouble spots for you. The newest is on I-70 westbound between 270 and Colorado Boulevard. You're seeing a lot of brake lights there right now. Then crews are still working on an accident on I-25 south.